Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It's Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt this morning. You know, colds, influenza, other respiratory illnesses tend to be more common during the colder months when viruses spread more easily because people are indoors more or in closer proximity to others, especially after holiday gatherings. Is it COVID? Is it influenza? Is it RSV? Is it the flu? Dr. Sindhu Adderson from Northwestern Medicine joins us this morning. Dr. Adderson, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I, for one, caught a bug this past Saturday. I have friends and family that have had a cold. I had another friend that tested positive for COVID. There's so many other respiratory illnesses out there. Between COVID, RSV, strep, and influenza, there's so many different overlapping symptoms. Like, what do we know what we have?
Generally, it's a bit, all of these illnesses and viruses tend to have a lot of shared symptoms. It's difficult to tell, you know, really narrow it down unless we do that testing, and that's usually done in the clinic or with an at-home COVID test you may have at home. Usually with strep, we see a sore throat, fevers, absence of a cough. With flu, we tend to see more body aches. COVID, we tend to see a lot of fatigue as well as, you know, occasionally a loss of taste and smell. RSV, we see a lot of wheezing, coughing is generally what we would see there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to go through a little list of some symptoms, and then we can talk about what they are. So loss of taste and smell obviously is related to COVID, because I experienced that too when I had it in the original variant. Trouble breathing, that's more COVID and RSV, right?
Yeah, generally we see that more in COVID and RSV, but honestly it can be seen in the flu for those who are particularly more immunocompromised, older adults who are, you know, just more susceptible to illnesses and complications from these illnesses. So yeah, we can technically see it in the flu, but mainly COVID and RSV.
If you're coughing, probably not as common as strep, but everything else, correct?
Yes. So coughing is not a common trait in strep throat, but generally in all of the other viral illnesses, we'll tend to see that.
Sneezing, where would you put that between the four?
Oh, sneezing, I would put between colds, like the common cold, as well as COVID, a little bit in RSV.
And fevers across the board.
Fevers, yeah. Generally, we can see a fever with any of these.
But some of it, you too can, you know, you talk about body aches, but you could have severe chills without having a fever.
You can. People will get these subjective chills, and that we tend to see more in flu as well as COVID. But yeah, they would check their temperatures. They come in and, you know, they would not have a temp, but they would report these fevers or chills and body aches.
Fatigue, you probably see in everything. Headaches, probably a little bit in everything. Sore throat, more common maybe for strep and the flu.
Yeah, we see a sore throat, most common for strep, a little bit in flu. We also see it in these current variants that are kind of in the community with COVID as well.
You know, flu vaccinations, I read, are down. I've done flu vaccinations before, so have my kids. So flu vaccinations are down. Traveling is up this year. It's something else to be cognizant of when hitting the road or flying this holiday season.
Yes, and we'd encourage people to still try to get vaccinated for the flu as possible. We are seeing a significant, you know, increase of flu in our community. It's about around the last published data that we have from the Chicago Department of Health is a little over 9% within Chicago. So we'd really encourage, you know, get vaccinated, because that would prevent any serious complications from the flu. And that can happen also to young children as well.
Whether you're sick with any of these, COVID, RSV, flu, or strep, you know, what are some of the things you can do to treat things that you have? Obviously, fluids are extremely important, staying hydrated.
Yeah, we'd encourage fluids, any over-the-counter medications, Tylenol for these symptoms, ibuprofen as needed for your body aches. With flu, if you're in the first 48 hours of symptoms, you may be someone who qualifies and can take antiviral medications like Tamiflu to help treat your symptoms and essentially prevent the progression of the flu. With COVID, we also have the options of treating with antiviral medications now. Generally, we encourage people to come to the clinic for that treatment within the first 5 days of the onset of symptoms.
All right.
Strep strep we treat with oral antibiotics, and that we can test for in the clinic as well.
All right. How does the norovirus differ from the stomach flu from 708?
Oh, I mean, norovirus we see a lot. I mean, norovirus is essentially a stomach flu. It is very contagious, though. That's the biggest thing. So you really want to be diligent about hand washing. We see a lot of both vomiting and diarrhea, and mainly non-bloody diarrhea is what we can see. And we would also see fevers and headaches as well.
Mindy from 847 is on the line. She's got a question for you. Mindy?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. So December 19th, this past year, I did get COVID for the first time. I'm fully vaccinated, boosters, everything. I lost my taste and smell, and actually to this day, my smell is still gone. And I mean, I'm really glad I got my taste, but it's like, you know, burning a lot of things and just wondering if that would ever come back.
Yeah. Generally, we have seen these things come back. There are, Northwestern does have a comprehensive COVID clinic that people with these persisting symptoms, you know, over a month and things like that, we would refer you to, where you could see specialists who kind of specialize in these persistent symptoms of COVID. But generally, I have seen people get these symptoms tend to resolve, particularly the taste and smell, usually within a month or so.
Dr. Sindhu Addison from Northwestern Medicine, thank you for joining us, and I hope you have a happy new year.
Of course. Happy new year to you.
Thank you.
Stay safe.
Thank you. Will do.